Okay, POL. Since I said the other one, this is a continuation of the story there, 75, PO. When it's getting troublesome. He's been living now for how long with his girlfriend? Well, like 10 months or so. And it's not looking good. Ever since she jumped into bed with Rob. That night when they sat there drinking together with her sister as well. P, of course, thought that their relationship was over. But strangely enough, it lasted for a few more. He could hardly understand why. And he was rather somewhere in his mind planning the exit and the end. It was clear now. After that beer glass crashing night in June, when his then girlfriend hadn't come home that night, and next day told him about how that other guy that she had spent the night with had offered to satisfy her sexually, and probably done so. In any case, something lurked there within the heart and deeper, darker mind of Leo, or Theo. Sorry, Leo. Been talking a lot here. It was as if he was waiting for his chance to take revenge, not only on her, but on Rob, who had been there luring her, as he understood later, systematically seducing her during a long time, probably well planned for that fateful night when she suddenly stood up from the sofa, walked over to Rob's bed, where Rob suddenly were lying, having taken off his clothes, which he also did. He lifted the blanket and she crawled in under it with him. that story is another story. But as you can understand, if you are the boyfriend sitting in the armchair watching this happen, how it could have felt for him and why he now had these darker demons waiting for their opportunity for revenge on both. It was July 75. Let's go on a trip to Copenhagen. We two can go, and then we have my sister and Rob. Eh? Why not? Yeah, definitely. Peter says, I would love to go on a trip to Copenhagen with you and Rob and your sister. So they did. And Copenhagen in 75 is, of course, Christiania. First, they were allowed to crash in one apartment. Pia and his girlfriend. People coming and going, and the two sometimes lying there having sex on the floor. This was all that they did now. Getting drunk, having sex. It was as if Pio cynically at least wanted to squeeze out some benefits from all this and at least get some pleasure on it. So they had sex in the toilet of the train and the boat and even in the concrete stair outside a Copenhagen nightclub, the one leading down to the basement. Whew, how could you take it? You thought afterwards. But now he was turning into a not nice guy, a fiend. And that's much the alcohol, he thought. Still aware of, but I'm not a nice guy now. But then deeper, even deeper aware that, yes, it's time for revenge. The girls continue down to Amsterdam, train or hitchhike or whatever. Heaven for pot smokers and old hippies and young copies. And Pio and Rob stayed in Copenhagen, hanging out on Christiania, this club, that place, that bar, that pub. Theo had been here before with Alan, but that's another story. But we have to tell these darker episodes as well, because they are part of the bigger story and what Pio is going through in his learning journey here, as many other Swedish teenagers. Did much the same, but of course not exactly like this. Anyway, their friend Johnny, who lived in a commune, Baldersgaard. Yeah, they were gonna go with a bus to India. Some communist collective. Well, he had somehow fixed a apartment storefront that was empty at the moment that they could crash in. You can spend 3 nights here, said the community people. It's a friend of ours who hasn't started using it yet. So here they were, typical Copenhagen scene. A storefront, empty, old, sloppy paint. And the back room, office, administration, a mattress that Pia slept on and Rob in the outer room. A bench with a water, with a sink. A toilet over there, and that was it. Peter sat there on the mattress looking at a picture of Lord Buddha hanging on the other wall. Surrounded by demons, as it seemed. But Buddha was still completely peaceful and undisturbed. Or maybe those demons were representing powers in nature, or maybe they were actually gods. Rob and Peel discussed. Rob had read some old Japanese scriptures and Buddhist scriptures and knew something, but that was a scene here. Hey, need to take a shower, Rob said. Let's go over to the commune and ask if we can use their bathroom. They went, and it was a sunny day, summer, full, warmest. Yes, a good time for a shower. I rang on the door and a girl came opening. If you can use our shower. Well, we are in a meeting right now. Stormöte, what is it called? The communier, the collective. So I would have to discuss it with them. You see, we decide together here. I cannot decide alone. So wait here a little while and I'll come back and tell you what was the... decision. They stood there and it was hot, yes. Sunny street, Copenhagen, so different from Stockholm, continental, wilder, dirtier. Fun little rooms to crawl into and fun little people everywhere with long hair and pipes in their pockets. Pia didn't feel terribly comfortable, but that's where he was. After a rather long time, the girl came out looking a bit serious. I'm sorry, we can't allow you to use the bathroom. Why not? Well, you see, the majority in the meeting decided, voted no. So then that's all we can say. It's not, you know, don't take it personal, it's not me. Alone who decide. Of course, this was a collective. So however that day went, at night we find Pio and Rob sitting there, looking at each other across a little table in some place there in Christiania. Lots of tables, old rough ones and chairs and things they found here and there. A big hall filled with them and filled with people. A stage, rather makeshift, along one wall where bands were playing. A guy playing endless psychedelic guitar solo. Looking completely stoned. Yeah, this is Christiania. And for Pio and Rob, this was a familiar failure night when nothing was right. Nothing happened. Just the two of them sitting there at a table, far from home, not knowing anyone, no girls. in near sight and what to do anyway. Don't speak Danish. Rob smoked some pipe, handed it over to Peo. I said, nah. I'll just have some beer. And as it happened, whether subconsciously planned meticulously or just on pure inspiration, Peo found himself in the perfect position for revenge. A very subtle one, but one that he knew would hurt. It went like this. Rob liked these table competitions to show who's smartest or strongest or superior. And one little game they had that he liked, that Rob liked to play with you, because he was good at it. Was the stare game, staring into each other's eyes, steadily, right into the eyes of the other one. And the one who gave up first lost. As simple as that. And yes, Rob was a master at this. Peo had seen him do it time over and over again in the pubs and clubs at home. But now Rob was not at home. And he had another serious disadvantage. He was now feeling the effects of some good Danish hashish. Which was probably a little stronger than he expected. Peo could see that and feel that on him, while Peo himself was just comfortably not too much, not too little, drunk on beer, Danish nice Tuborg beer. He was sharp and he was strong. Not so sensitive. He was tough. Mentally confident. So he just stared into Rob's eyes, meditating on and focusing on one thought only. These eyes are not alive. They are just two cameras sitting there in a skull. Because this is what Peo had been taught as he grew up. That this is ultimately the reality here. we are just bodies with brains, sensory organs connected to them, acting and reacting, that's all. And he simply repeated that. Called that awareness into his mind and looked into those flesh cameras there. And he saw into those pale blue dead eyes. And he could just look into them the whole night. He had nothing else to do because he was okay here with his beer and those eyes he looked into that he could see now. Started looking afraid, disturbed, insecure, unsure. They sat there for a long time. Rob really struggled. He really tried. For Pio, it was just like sitting, looking out a window and thinking about whatever. Or nothing in particular. For Rob, it was not nice. Maybe even Pio managed to, which he even tried just for fun, to project into those eyes the reminder of that night, how Pio had felt lying in that bed outside of the room, the closed door behind which Rob and Pio's girlfriend were lying in the bed having sex. Pio not able to sleep for the whole night. His brain feeling short-circuited. The feeling of probably will become a trauma, as he thought then. All this he now gave back. The pain, the misery. And you know, that's it, how it is with feelings. Because if you give a person such pain, those are very strong feelings. And those feelings will be there and eventually projected back. and to the one who gave them to you. So this is what happened here. And Pio was strangely enough satisfied. And he knew that no one else except the two of them, not even you who read this, can understand that. Hey, that's not fair, Rob said. Took down his eyes, drank from his beer. They talked a little more. Pio enjoyed the night. Rob said, I'm going back. I'm just tired, drunk tonight, one of those nights. And disappeared. Pio sat there looking at the scene, band on stage, and they had, the two of them, during that night, sometimes commented upon a beautiful girl who was dancing in front of the stage. She was dancing so beautifully and graciously, and she was very beautiful. Young, long brown hair, very pretty face, and a slim body. The guys were looking at her. There's nothing else to look at in that room, which was otherwise mostly guys and their ladies. Most of them stoned out of their minds. Pio sat here alone in Denmark in a perfect mood. A victor. Smiling a bit to himself. He moved over to a bigger table where beer drinkers were sitting. Couldn't understand what they were talking about and didn't care much for these overweight, beer-drinking, bearded Danes. He went over to the cashier to buy a beer, looking at the girl who now had stopped dancing and came also towards him. And the cashier, he bought two beers, met her, gave one to her, and said, you're very beautiful. That's all he said, and then he sat. Down again by the table, where there were now only two very drunk beer drinkers in front of him. People starting going home here and there. Suddenly someone sat next to him. It was the girl. She took his hand. They drank their beers. They tried to speak a little, but it was hard to understand Danish. English worked fine, but he was not even used to that. She stood up, pulled his hand, said, "Let's go." Walked proudly like boy and girlfriend. Yes, Pia was good looking. And here he was with the most beautiful girl that every man in that place had desired that night. He walked down the stair and away, took a cab or whatever they did. "You got a place to stay? I live with my parents, but hey, we got a storefront here. You can come over with me." "Sure." And they walked there, kissing and hugging, and it's all beautiful in Copenhagen at night. Arriving, undressing, crawling down into bed, washing a little bit before. She was indeed beautiful. But now something happened there in Peel. The little devil came up. What was it? The woman hater? Was he going to take revenge on the woman now? He realized that alcohol is not good for you. It can sometimes let loose darker forces within you. He just pounded her, lasting a few seconds, and then it was over. Her just lying there. The way a disappointed woman lies in such a situation. He tried to kiss her, this and that, offered to satisfy her, but she said she was tired. He pulled the blanket over them both. And woke up next morning. The girl sitting there, clothes on, looking at him. She had told me she was only 15 years old. And Oprah, she was studying ballet. And now she looked at him with a stern look, eye. The sun was up, Pio didn't understand anything. He tried to pull her back into bed, but she said no. As if trying to make him understand. And she showed him some pieces of paper with information printed on them, different colors. He understood it was from a hospital or a doctor. Took the papers, tore them to little pieces and threw them on the mattress and walked away, making him understand before she disappeared. Or he understood from the paper. That she had ordered contraceptives, the pill, going to a doctor to get them, but hadn't got them yet. And now this guy, just hadn't cared, hadn't asked, and had maybe now made her pregnant. Pio looked at her and laughed. He just laughed. He didn't even know why. Girl left, slamming the door. Pierre just sat there looking at the picture on the wall of Buddha with the demons. There was some meaning to that picture sitting there right now. He felt, but couldn't really make out it. He had no feelings. No feelings for women. And only years later, many years later, did he realize how he hurt the girl. Rob returned, having spent the night with her. some girl he knew. Pia told him the story. You're not gonna tell me that you slept with a ballet dancer. Come on. Pio just pointed at the ripped paper. Anyway, who cares? They went home. Pio back in his apartment. It felt better now. A girlfriend returned, opening the door, coming in, laying down upon him as he was still in bed, smiling that too big smile. Looking at him, asking if he had another woman in Denmark. He said yes. And she said, I had another man in Amsterdam. Fine, because it's over now between us, and I just ask you to leave my apartment. Which it did the same day. So yeah, here we got one story. I mean, I had to get them so I can somehow use them in the book, but I don't know how. But I want to show this, how Pio goes darker and darker. And then when he kind of, maybe he hit the bottom here or something. And then he stays there. He's now 20. And he gets thrown out of the apartment by the autumn because he's not... He quit studying there in that art school and finds another place and starts working and painting. Because now he's going to be an artist. So there, this other part of the story continue. But then it's just like 2 years where he is in those darker regions, where actually he starts to crawl out of them, little like some Orpheus in the underworld, walking around there, looking at it, but starting to think, what is this? What's the purpose? Is this my place? This is my home. What's the purpose of my life? And he reads that book. Many things happening that year. So, yeah.